Chapter 8. The brownstone armored SUV rolled past the rusted gate of the abandoned factory. Mason at the wheel. Allison snorted as she studied their surroundings.
"You agreed to meet with Vargas's guys in a place like this?" she asked. "You might as well wear a sign saying, 'Please kill me.'"
The infomancer shrugged from one of the back seats.
"It's not like I'm in a position to argue with the man. He already wants me dead, and I'm trying to change that. Why do you think I asked for your help?"
"I identify thermals of 6 men inside the building in front of you," Sonia reported through the comms. "The warehouse."
"I tagged 3 SUVs on a traffic camera miles back,"
Tahir commented.
"They are all heading in your general direction, and very fast. All 3 are registered to one of the holding companies Clayton said Vargas controlled."
Hannah smirked. "You're such a man of the people. They really, really want to make sure you don't get away."
"Right popular bastard, aren't you?"
Dreisey laughed. He swallowed.
"I'll square this with Vargas. He's a businessman. He has to see reason."
Mason stopped the SUV a dozen yards away from a black Lexus town car parked near the entrance to a crumbling warehouse. The loading bay was open, but darkness choked the inside where sunlight didn't reach.
"Defense is up,"
Allison ordered before she layered shields over herself. Mason cast his standard enhancement and shield spells, and Hannah tapped her ring. She didn't fox out, but she did retrieve her sword belt from the floor and strap it on. Clayton drew his wand in his trembling hand and cast a shield spell over himself. Dreisey checked her daggers before she summoned her own shield and clucked her tongue.
"ETA of about 10 minutes on the SUVs,"
Tahir reported.
"That gives us some time to chat. Nice."
Allison opened the door.
"I presume these guys are smart enough to use anti-magic bullets when dealing with the wizard. Be careful if they start shooting."
She stepped out of the car and slammed the door shut. The others, including Clayton, filed out. The doors to the Lexus opened. 4 men in dark suits exited the vehicle and frowned. They advanced to within a few yards of the car and stopped to study the brownstone team with suspicion. Allison nodded to Clayton and moved forward. Her team moved with her. Hannah shoved Clayton toward the front.
"Your fans await."
A man with a shaved head and a scar across his lips sneered at the infomancer.
"Mr. Vargas didn't tell you to come alone, but I believe that was inferred."
His voice carried a faint accent Allison couldn't place. He looked at her, obviously awaiting a response, but she nodded toward Clayton. The other thugs kept their hands inside their jackets, ready to draw their guns.
"Long time no see, Thomas."
The infomancer chuckled nervously and shrugged.
I merely thought I'd bring a few friends. I understand Mr. Vargas is mad at me, but I've tried to make it up to him. He got my message about the troll coin transfer, right? I only want to make sure that's enough to get us square again. It's a ton of money."
Thomas folded his thick arms across his chest, and his suit strained with the action.
"Business isn't always about money. That's something Mr. Vargas has long understood, but you don't. You were paid to do services for him, but then decided you needed to leave him because you thought the authorities were too close. That's not okay."
"Of course," Allison thought. "This is why I didn't need the truth spell."
"That's not true," Clayton insisted. "I couldn't handle it anymore. The work, I burned out. I gave the money back, or most of it. I had to take some of it to survive."
The other man sighed and shook his head.
"You're so poor, huh?"
He gestured to Allison.
"So poor you can hire the Dark Princess as your bodyguard. I think you're insulting Mr. Vargas, laughing at him. You think, oh, I'm a wizard. He's a stupid piece of non-magical shit. Is that what you think, Magic Man?"
She smirked. Maybe she shouldn't enjoy a thug threatening someone so much, but there were people who were due a little pain. Hannah scoffed quietly, her hand resting on the hilt of her sword. Clayton shook his head vigorously.
"I don't think anything like that. I'm very grateful for the opportunities Mr. Vargas gave me, which is why I've spent this time earning way more than he ever paid me to show my respect."
"Respect?"
Thomas spat at his feet.
"You can't spell respect, maggot."
His gaze flicked to Allison.
"I'm surprised at you, Dark Princess."
"Oh?"
she replied, raising an eyebrow.
"Why is that?"
"I know your reputation. You are strong and brutal, but only against those you think deserve it. You're like your father and don't pick fights. Mr. Vargas has picked no fight with you, so why are you here? This wizard is scum. He's not worthy of your respect.
I don't entirely disagree. She shrugged. Then again, doesn't Mr. Vargas engage in trafficking? There are certain crimes I can't let go.
Trafficking? The thug scoffed. Mr. Vargas is a religious man. Trafficking is slavery. He provides goods to people who want them. Maybe their government doesn't want them to have those goods, but who can trust the government? Everyone read about that Project Revenant. That's what the government does. It makes crude monsters out of good men. Mr. Vargas merely gives the people what they want. He doesn't violate their bodies and souls.
I don't know if I believe this man or not, but that doesn't change the fact they've probably killed innumerable people, not to mention whatever drugs and weapons they've brought in.
I'm not a cop, Allison replied. But this city is my home, and I want to make it clear to certain people that things are changing in Seattle. It's not business as usual. Maybe you don't participate in human trafficking. Maybe you're only arms and drug dealers.
She paused and glanced at him.
But there are many nasty drugs out there. Things like Ultimate.
Tomas's face twitched.
Ultimate? He swallowed. We don't even know what that is.
She laughed.
You guys are trying to bring it here, aren't you?
He managed an obviously forced grin.
Use a spell, Dark Princess. I can honestly say we won't bring in any Ultimate.
Clayton cleared his throat.
Aren't we getting off track here?
Shut up, Clayton, both Allison and Tomas said at the same time.
Hannah snickered. Allison let her arms hang loosely at her sides. If she needed to cast a spell quickly, the stance would make it easier.
Can you honestly say you didn't try to bring Ultimate in?
Ultimate's too hot. It's not worth the trouble.
He shrugged, a disappointed look on his face.
Even Mr. Vargas says Ultimate will bring the Granite Ghost. Your father does nothing for months. Then he is in Vegas and destroys the men supplying Ultimate. Maybe Mr. Vargas could handle the Dark Princess or the Granite Ghost, but not both of you.
5 minutes until reinforcements arrive, Tahir reported.
The six in the warehouse have set up on either side of the loading bay door, Sonya added.
So maybe he screwed your boss, maybe he didn't.
Allison gestured to Clayton.
I honestly don't care that much. I think his deal is fair. If Mr. Vargas is a businessman, it makes sense to take compensation and move on. Right now, he's not much on my radar, but that can change if I don't think he's a reasonable man. I don't need unreasonable men in Seattle.
It's not for you to decide,
Tomas growled. The wizard waved a hand in front of him to get their attention.
If Mr. Vargas has a bigger number in mind, I can get the money. I can get it into Trollcoin, untraceable. There's no such thing anymore with magic.
The mobster sighed.
Mr. Vargas has no desire to fight you, Dark Princess.
But he can't let Clayton leave. It's bad for business.
She frowned.
Then we'll have a problem because he's coming back with me, alive. I don't volunteer to guard people only to hand them over to thugs to die, even if they are pieces of shit. That's bad for my business.
She shook her head.
Tahir, do you think you can disable the SUVs?
Yes, he replied.
Tomas frowned and looked around.
Who is Tahir? Who are you talking to?
Do it then.
She nodded toward her brownstone SUV and glared at her opponent.
Take his money already. Killing one piece of trash isn't worth getting on my bad side.
It's nothing personal,
he replied.
It's only business.
He rattled off something in a language she didn't understand.
Take them out without killing any of them, Allison ordered.
She whipped her arm up and launched a stun bolt into the large man. He collapsed, his gun half out, and his eyes wide in surprise. Poor asshole. He honestly thought that would work. Mason cleared the distance in a few seconds and thrust his power-enhanced shoulder into one of the other thugs. His adversary managed to fire a single shot. The anti-magic bullet passed through the shield but only clipped the life wizard in the shoulder, and he pivoted to pound another man in the chest. His target catapulted into the windshield of the Lexus. The glass didn't break, and the man groaned, rolled off the side of the car. Reinforced? The now foxed-out Hannah pounced on the remaining man. She yanked the gun out of his hand, and her claws dug deep into his muscle. He screamed and fell to his knees. She leapt up, her shielded knee out. It connected abruptly with the man's head, and he fell back as his eyes rolled. The loud crack of a rifle sounded from the loading bay door. A bullet whistled past Allison's head. She layered another shield before she ducked behind the Lexus. She didn't want to test how well an anti-magic rifle round would do against her shields. The other Brownstone team members rushed to take position at the vehicle. Clayton threw himself in front of the car, his hands on his head.
"No, no, 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 I'm going to die!"
Hannah patted his back. "You're a real brave guy, aren't you?" Another few shots followed, and the bullets bounced off the armored vehicle with a series of sparks. Brownstone Security wasn't the only organization to take safety seriously.
"Tahir, what's up with the reinforcements?" Allison asked.
"All disabled," he replied. "They're currently inspecting their vehicles, but I don't think they realize they've been EMP'd."
"Sonia, position of the warehouse guys?"
"Three to the left, three to the right. They only spin out to fire."
She shook her head. "This should be easy, then."
She took a deep breath and pooled magical energy in her legs.
"Everyone, give me cover fire if you can. I'll go on a count from five. Let's try not to kill anyone if we can."
Dryzean Mason nodded. The witch produced one of her glowing red explosive daggers, and he drew his gun.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Allison counted.
She released the energy from her legs and launched herself toward the building. The life wizard opened fire and alternated between the left and right sides, but aimed high. Dryzy arced a dagger as she stood a little too far away for a direct throw to reach the targets. The enchanted blade exploded in front of the door, and the two men who turned the corner to fire retreated, panic in their eyes. Allison summoned shadow wings and continued toward the warehouse. She turned and threw several stun bolts toward her left side, which struck the distracted thugs without hindrance. The men didn't even manage a shot. When she spun to face the other three, she felled two with direct stun bolts to the head before they could fire. The last man managed a short volley before her attack eliminated him. Her layered shield slowed the anti-magic bullets and deflected too. One ripped into her shoulder, and she hissed in pain as it passed through. "Damn," she muttered. Mason jogged toward her as Dreyse and Hannah monitored the prisoners and Clayton.
"Are you okay, eh?"
She moved her shoulder and winced.
"My shield took most of the punch out, but it's never fun to take a bullet."
She drew a breath, raised her hand, and began the chant of a healing spell.
"Ha, maybe I should ask Rosilla to tutor me on drow shadow healing. That's another technique that requires more technique than raw power. It's like your parents said, I'm better at ass-kicking than anything else."
The flesh in her shoulder began to knit itself closed, and the pain ebbed. Another thing Mina was beginning to help me with, too. He shrugged.
"In a couple of centuries, you'll be good at everything."
Allison sighed and rotated her healed arm a few times.
"Let's collect our thugs."
The mobsters were all secured with the help of a conjured rope in front of the Lexus and on their knees. Allison smiled to herself, her arms folded.
Tomas glared at her. "I want to make something very clear," she explained. "You're not dead because I'm all about giving people chances, despite the fact that you assholes tried to shoot us with anti-magic bullets. I take some small pleasure in realizing you merely wasted your boss's money and still had your asses kicked."
"That's really why you didn't kill us?"
he asked. "I'm also in a generous mood." She nodded toward Clayton. "And I'm trying to help him out for personal reasons. If I kill all Mr. Vargas's employees, that means he has more reason to want revenge. So here's how this will work. Clayton will transfer the money he promised, and you'll leave him alone. Right now, he's under the protection of Brownstone Security in the city of Seattle."
The wizard strutted in front of his adversaries, a huge smirk on his face. His confidence had soared once the Brownstone team finished their work.
"That's right. If Vargas knows what's good for him, he'll back the fuck off."
"Shut up, Clayton," she yelled.
She turned to Tomas and smiled. "I'm sure your reinforcements will be here soon, even if they have to take a curse. They can untie you. I won't call the cops or anything. But please explain to Mr. Vargas that whatever his beef is with Clayton, it's over. Seattle might not belong to me, but it's my town, and I do try to protect it. Understood?" Tomas grunted.
Understood.
Allison pointed toward the brownstone SUV.
Let's go.